Greetings, readers. Welcome to the June edition of Library News. Summer is finally here, and so is our Youth Summer Reading Program. The Tales and Travels Summer Reading Program will run June 7th through August 6th. It will encompass science, technology, engineering, and math, as it offers 27 youth programs with 9 activity kits. There will be 3 programs each week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 1 to 1:45 p.m., with prizes along the way. Please go to iowalibrary.blog to register. At the time of sign-up, your family will receive 2 Blank Park Zoo passes, access to our online Read Squared program, a free personalized summer reading t-shirt and passport. Get signed up today.
The Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled will also be hosting an 8-week STEM experience for teens 14 years and older this summer. Teens will have fun with physical science, engineering, math, coding, and earth science, and discover how to work through the engineering design process through different activities. They'll be using hands-on STEM activities based off of STEM scale-up kits provided to the library by the Iowa STEM Council. This program will also offer guest speakers focusing on STEM careers. The program will be Thursdays from 2 to 4 p.m., beginning June 17th and ending August 5th. The Summer of STEM for Teens will be offered virtually via Zoom and or in person at the Iowa Department for the Blind. Go to iowalibrary.blog to get signed up.
June is Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, and Queer Pride Month. This month-long celebration demonstrates how LGBTQ Americans have strengthened our country by using their talent and creativity to help create awareness and goodwill. Celebrate Pride Month by reading one of these inspiring books. Ruby Fruit Jungle, DB88315 by Rita Mae Brown. Molly Bull is the adoptive daughter of a poor Southern couple who makes her own way across America, finding love of all stripes in between. It's a true, slightly steamy celebration of being true to yourself, whoever that may be. In the Dream House, a memoir, DB97881 by Carmen Marie Machado. The author recounts her experiences in an abusive same-sex relationship, using cultural representations of psychological abuse and narrative tropes, such as classic horror themes, discusses stereotypes of lesbian relationships and the reality of abuse in queer relationships. Middlesex, DB54934 by Jeffrey Eugenides. At 41, hermaphrodite Cal Stephanides examines the rare genetic mutation that has caused his gender to change since his birth as a girl in 1960. He describes his teenage revelations, his great-grandparents' guilty secret, and his coming of age in Detroit. Explicit descriptions of sex and some strong language. Bestseller.
The Tradition, DB96974 by Jericho Brown. Collection of 52 poems exploring the nature and lasting impact of injuries, both personal and on a national level. In the title poem, the author reflects on generational promises given, but which are undercut by state violence. Aristotle and Dante Discover the Secrets of the Universe, DB76122 by Benjamin Sains. Ari Mendoza is an angry loner whose older brother is in prison. But when Ari meets Dante, his opposite, the boys form a strong bond. Ari starts to ask questions about himself, his family, and the universe. Violence and strong language. Sissy, A Coming of Gender Story, DB94505 by Jacob Tobiah. Tobiah discusses their difficulties with a binary gender system while growing up as someone who did not fit the stereotypical mold for masculinity. Tobiah seeks to discount the notion that all individuals can be easily sorted into the categories of men and women.
Tomorrow Will Be Different, Love, Loss, and the Fight for Trans Equality. DB90649 by Sarah McBride. Activist author discusses her journey as a teenager struggling with gender identity, her marriage to a fellow trans individual, Andy, her commitment to advocacy, and more. Examine issues such as bathroom access and healthcare, political milestones, and the historical context of the transgender movement. Call Me By Your Name, DB65344. By Andre Aikman. Each summer, Elio's parents host a scholar in their home on the Italian Riviera. Oliver, a young academic from America, arrives, igniting in 17-year-old Elio a passionate longing and desire. Years later, Elio recollects his search for intimacy during that transformative season. Some descriptions of sex. Outlawed, DB102210, by Anna North. Ada flees her marriage in fear of her life and joins up with a notorious hole-in-the-wall gang. The band of outlaws hatches a dangerous plan in their quest to create a safe haven for outcast women, and Ada must decide whether to take the risk. Some violence, some strong language, and some descriptions of sex.
You may have heard the news already, but the Iowa Department for the Blind is incredibly pleased to share that the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled has been named the 2020-2021 Regional Library of the Year by the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled at the Library of Congress. Once again, during a time of great challenge and uncertainty, our library embraced the challenges, kept services going, and even created new programs. Our library did not miss a day of sending out books, even during the early days of the pandemic. Our Instructional Materials Center ensured that all orders from schools for materials were filled in as timely a manner as possible to make sure that students struggling with online learning were not further set back by lack of textbooks and worksheets. We held online training for paraeducators on Braille, access technology, and library ordering that served over 30 paraeducators and provided a stipend to defer the cost of participation. We created a new program called IDB Reads, where narrators read and discussed books with patrons over the phone to help reduce isolation and create community. We took Makerspace Mondays and STEM and Story Saturdays online. We have sent out materials and presented the programs live and via YouTube to the Youth and Families Monthly. As IDB Director Emily Wharton stated, "I've been telling our legislator, the governor, and everyone who would listen how fantastic our library is and about all the wonderful things they are doing to empower blind Iowans of all ages, especially the youth. It is truly gratifying to see their hard work and dedication recognized by NLS." Library Director Sarah Williford shared, "I want to thank our entire team for their creativity and teamwork. Your passion for Braille literacy, providing timely and abundant reading materials for all patrons, willingness to fight to make sure students get high-quality educational materials, and ability to adapt to change continue to give me joy and energy. Congratulations to the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled."
Here are some ongoing events and programs at the library. First, don't forget to get signed up for the Youth Summer Reading Program, or Summer of STEM for teens. Go to iowalibrary.blog for the registration link. IDB Read Western on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 11 a.m., and IDB Read Cozy Mystery on Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m. Call the library to get the conference call number for these two programs. And Tech Time every Wednesday from 8 to 11 a.m. Call Tyler at 515-452-1343. Don't forget to listen to Library Chat, the library's podcast. In May, we talked about gardening, and Roger Erpeldine was our first official guest. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!